My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner. He represents the Buckeye State's 10th Congressional District, and he's also announced this week that he is introducing new legislation, the Taxpayer Non-Discrimination and Protection Act of 2013. It's obviously in response to the news we heard late last week that the IRS had specifically targeted Tea Party Patriot groups for more scrutiny and demanding very personal information about donors and fundraising and all sorts of other things that the IRS admitted last week that it had done and apologized for. The administration now facing questions about what happened here as well. But Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What was your reaction to the news last week?
Well, like most Americans, I was just absolutely appalled. And when the IRS apologized, you know, I was left thinking, that's it? That's all they have to do is apologize? I was shocked to find out it was not a crime. The fact that they would use an investigative arm of the government to target the American people based upon their political beliefs is outrageous and certainly is the type of activity that can weaken our democracy.
And so you just mentioned my next question. I would have assumed also that this was already illegal. What does the law and what doesn't the law do when it comes to stuff like this?
Currently, if someone at the White House had picked up the phone and directed the IRS to do this, it would have been a crime. But unfortunately, it currently isn't a crime if a political appointee or some faceless bureaucrat gets up as a supervisor and walks over and instructs a bunch of employees to begin targeting the American public. That's wrong. It should be a crime. And by making it a crime, we hope to stop it. Because when that supervisor walks in that employee's office and gives them that direction, when they know it's a crime and that they themselves could go to jail for 5 years and pay a $5,000 penalty, they're going to think twice and hopefully stop.
How does your legislation specifically target this and make sure there aren't any loopholes?
What we say in it is that if you target them based upon political or even religious beliefs, so this covers both the gamut. Although they have targeted conservatives this time, we wanted to make certain that it's all inclusive. And if that is undertaken, then they have committed a felony, and it is 5 years in prison as I said, a $5,000 fine.
What type of investigation do you expect Congress to do here? We know the Ways and Means Committee has set up a hearing on Friday. I think the Senate Finance Committee is likely to do the same. You mentioned before that it is currently a crime if anyone in the White House had ordered this to be done. So what type of questions need to be asked and answered to make sure that something like that didn't actually happen?
Sure. Well, we need to find out where was this initiated, who started it, who directed it, who participated in it, and also who knew about it, because those people are all complicit and of course, bear responsibility. But in addition, now we're getting information that some of the confidential information that was solicited from these groups may have been leaked to other political organizations. Now, that is a crime, and these investigations should include that, and people need to be pursued and held accountable.
What do you make of the fact that the story from the IRS has changed in the last few days?
This is really concerning, and I think the president's reaction is also appalling because we hear from the White House not the type of outrage that you would hear if these were groups that were supportive of President Obama. So it sort of sets a tone that I think everyone should be very concerned about. We want to make certain that the IRS has no political bias or leanings and certainly isn't persecuting the American public.
Based on your experience in Washington and even before you came to Congress, is it possible that something like this could have originated with low-level staffers in one office outside of Washington?
I can't imagine that. I mean, this is so systematic. And it's not just let's send somebody a letter. I mean, they really had a very systematic process by which they investigated these groups and persecuted these groups and individuals. This doesn't sound to me like a handful, or certainly doesn't sound like people who are low down the chain.
What's an acceptable conclusion to this investigation and what's not?
That this never happened again and that those who did it be held accountable.
What type of reaction have you gotten from your own leadership about this legislation? Where does it stand right now and how soon could it be acted on?
Well, this bill has been dropped by Senator Rubio over in the Senate, and he's been trying to attach it to a bill that's currently pending there. It would certainly be great news if we could have this actually move out of the Senate yet this week. But we're certainly pushing it here, and we've gotten incredibly positive response. You know, like most Americans, I think most people in Congress are surprised to find out it's not already a crime.
And most Democrats, from what we've heard, at least those who have spoken publicly, have also expressed concern over what happened. So do you feel like if this can get to the floor relatively soon, it'll have pretty broad support?
This should have bipartisan support because it doesn't matter, what the bias of the IRS is. This is the type of activity that everyone should understand should never happen in government.
One other thing that's popped up in the last couple of days, which is not directly related to this investigation, but it certainly has raised concerns among a lot of people, and that's the role that the IRS will be playing in enforcing the many different tenets of the president's health care plan starting at the beginning of this coming year. What's your sense on what we've learned in the last few days, what that'll mean for us going forward in terms of the health care enforcement?
Well, I think everyone should be concerned about that. Now that you see what has happened with the IRS and their political bias, to trust them now with your medical records certainly, I think, would cause everyone to have some concern and a pause.
Not bad timing, as you and your colleagues announced the next vote coming up here on repeal, correct?
Absolutely. I think that goes right to the heart of it. The moment that government steps in between you and your doctor, and also between you and confidential and private information, I think we all know that there's a possibility that information could be misused, and it shouldn't be in the government's hands.
Real quick, where can folks see a copy of your bill, Congressman?
It's online. They can go to my website, turner.house.gov. And see a copy there.
Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner represents his state's 10th congressional district, now sponsoring the Taxpayer Non-Discrimination and Protection Act of 2013. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.